This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to the Kona Edge. Time to chat some running today, and we head back to Wellington in New Zealand. We're joined by Natalie Gaskin. Natalie, welcome. Thanks for taking the time to join us once again. Coming from a running background, I mean, it's arguable. People always say it's a running sport. People who come from a cycling background might beg to differ, but for you, it's right up your alley.
Yeah. I'm certainly pretty happy when I get off my bike usually, and it's all just down to me, and I've just got to keep going, and I do love it.
It's a good place to be. I mean, to get off the bike and know that this is your wheelhouse, it makes a big difference mentally when the last 20, 30 Ks on the bike, when things are getting tough, you're going, you know what, the next little bit I'm actually looking forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. You do feel the sense of relief. I know what I have to do when I get off the bike, and I just, you know if I stick to my plan that I can really execute it.
You've run extensively over the sort of your life. You raced and ran cross country and track growing up. Is there one thing that you can pinpoint over your running career that you feel has made a huge difference and improved your performance dramatically?
Well, I think with me, I started off, you know, with the track background, and then sort of started to move into the longer distances once I was sort of in my mid-20s. With running, it's really just being able to consistently get out there and do your training. You really do get rewarded for being able to get out there, staying fit and well. And if you're able to do that, you know, obviously you need to focus a little bit on your technique, so you are looking after your body. But if you're able to get out there week in, week out, then you can certainly make some real, really positive gains with it.
Yeah, I mean, consistency is key. For you, is it more quality or quantity?
Well, it used to be quantity. I was able, you know, while training for an Ironman, I could still run 100 Ks a week. So I certainly used to get through some pretty big mileage. But, coming back from injury, my mileage has been dramatically reduced. So it's really about quality for me now. But I do still believe at some point you do need to have that to build up that base, and then you can, you know, come down from it a little bit. So it's a bit of both, but for me it's all about quality now.
Are you struggling to make that switch, particularly coming from someone who's run their whole life and done lots of quantity, to make that switch? Do you find you second guessing yourself going into races, thinking, gee, I really haven't done enough on the run, even though you have done lots of quality?
Yeah, well, I always ask my coach Bevan, when's the big run block going to come? it's something I always want to know. I want to see when it's going to be in my program, and hopefully it'll be coming before Kona. I've had to mentally make that shift, that it isn't about the quantity of running that I'm able to get through. It wasn't necessarily an easy shift for me to get through. And before Ironman New Zealand, I didn't probably quite back my run enough, even though I'd got through some good benchmark workouts that I'd previously done, and my performance in those workouts was just as good, and some of them was better than I'd previously been able to execute. But I still did doubt myself a little because I hadn't done the same volume. So I think I have worked quite hard to get my head around. It's not about the volume for me now, but yeah, it's a work in progress.
And workout wise, what do you just love doing? What really fires you up to do from a run perspective?
Yeah. So I have this, have a run that I do, which is in Wellington. We have a beautiful harbour, and if it's a fantastic day in Wellington with not a lot of wind, which is not that often, but if we do get one of those days, I do have a tempo workout that I love to do. So it's, a warm up, and then it's a, 15 minutes at your tempo pace, and then 5 minutes easy, and then another 20 minutes. And yeah, I know if I can execute that workout and hold my pace and heart rate zones, then I'm in good form. So all up, the whole workout, including, you know, warm up and cool down, it's a good 20K workout. But it's one of those workouts which gives me a lot of confidence if I can execute it well.
And shoes, what shoes are you running?
Running in Hokas. So yeah, since I've been back from injury, I've been running in them, and they've they've come on board and are looking after me as well. So, yeah, so I love them.
Nice. And this it might be scary to think, but how many pairs of running shoes do you reckon you've been through in your life?
Oh, that's a scary question. I probably go through a pair every didn't go through very many pairs last year when I was injured. But I probably go through a pair every 2 to 3 months. I try and have a few pairs on the go now, so I'm not wearing through them too quickly. But I've been through a lot of pairs of running shoes in my life.
Awesome stuff. Natalie, thank you so much for joining us here once again on the Cone Edge. We look forward to touching base once again in the near future. Until then, cheers.
Great. Thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theconaedge.com/runningseminar.